It is the Friday show. It's an excellent pack house. I've got Kiefer McDonald, I've got Tezza Simakulwa, Kevin Walsh.
Kevin Walsh.
Kevin Walsh. And we'll catch on me as well. Jim Johnson. We were going to open this up with the game at the end. I was going to talk first and foremost about Arsenal versus Liverpool, and then Manchester United sacked the manager. Or the manager mutually consented himself. It's not quite clear what, Tezza. You've not been his biggest fan at any stage of the enterprise. How are you feeling about it today?
It's a fantastic day. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that the board acted swiftly 6 months too late, but I think, yeah, like I was saying to Kev just before the show, he should have been gone in the summertime. I think he's actually quite lucky to still be in the job. I think in the last couple of weeks his press conferences have got more moody. Normally he's a bit spiky and can be a bit sour, but I think in the last two or three press conferences it looked like the writing was on the wall. He definitely seemed as if he was almost speaking it into existence. He felt like, you know, especially his last press conference after the Leeds game, where he kind of stated, you know, I've come here to be manager, not the head coach. I'm not Conte, I'm not Mourinho, I'm not insert big name manager, but I'm supposed to be the manager. And I think him saying that publicly, deflecting, not mentioning anything about the result, nothing about the formation, nothing about players who are unavailable through injury or AFCON, was very, very telling. And I think he just kind of knew that this is my last chance to kind of say it before I'm gone. Apparently, the decision was made before the Leeds game. The morning of, apparently there was a meeting the Friday, and then relations were already broken, and it was a case of...
Did he know himself post the Leeds game that it was all over by the shouting?
I don't know whether he knew, but I've read that I think the board had decided like this is where the end the road ends. Elm Road, End Road.
So who are you expecting a successor? Is the talk there'll be a successor? Will it just be Fletcher for a few weeks and reassess? What do you want?
Me personally, I think wait till the summertime. I think with the World Cup up and coming, I think there's going to be interesting candidates. I think even though United are up and down and we're not kind of at the stage where we're consistent in the Champions League, I think the squad that we've got and potentially maybe selling a few more players, there might be a bit more money for whoever takes over.